Australia has passed 500,000 positive COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The continent exceeded the mark after New South Wales and Victoria recorded a surge in their daily case numbers today. New South Wales has recorded 23,131 new COVID-19 cases and two more deaths in the 24 hours to 8 o'clock on Monday night. The cases were diagnosed from 83,376 tests. It's a rise of 2,337 from the previous day's tally and has surpassed the peak of 22,577 on New Year's Day. There are currently 1,344 people in New South Wales hospitals with the virus, up from 1,204 the day before. That's the highest number of COVID-19 hospitalisations recorded in the state since the pandemic began. Intensive care numbers have also jumped by 10 to 105 overnight. 95% of New South Wales residents over the age of 16 have now received their first dose of a vaccine, and 93.6% have received their second dose. In the 12 to 15-year-old age group, 81.5% have received their first dose, while 78.2% have received their second jab. Victoria has recorded 14,020 new COVID-19 cases and two more deaths, with 516 people in hospital, a rise of 25 from Monday. This has taken the total number of active cases in the state to 48,297, pushing the state's case numbers to five figures for the first time. Around 60,000 test results were processed by Monday evening, a significant leap of numbers from the day before. But many testing sites closed early on Tuesday morning after reaching their capacity, and other sites had wait times of over 3 hours.